Hello there, this is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Hospedia Channel 1 and online. The theme of our programme today is Running the Race. So here's a tune to begin that's instantly recognisable, Chariots of Fire. Sometimes you need to run, to grab your trainers, your vest, to leave the emails, the text. What's been before? What's happening next? Sometimes you need the pavement, the park, the drizzle, the rain, the sweat, the mud, the wind and the pain. Sometimes you need to run not for a purpose or a goal, but for the sound of your steps, recharging your soul. A very warm welcome to what is a very special day for all our athletes who are taking part in today's biggest and most famous half marathon in the whole of the UK, known to us all as the Great North Run. And what better way to start our programme today than with that poem by Stephen Corbett, which I found recently on a greeting card I bought. It was made by his wife, Helen Tice, whose business is based in Nottingham under the name Helen Tice Designs. My thanks to both of them for their permission to use their poem on our programme this morning. It was, of course, set against the theme music there from the film Chariots of Fire. Our opening poem and music, though, both remind me of that beautiful part in that film where Eric Liddell, Olympic athlete and Scottish missionary, says, "When I run, I feel God's pleasure." Well, I wonder how many of the runners today will be feeling such pleasure like that by the time they reach the final mile. If you are one of the runners today, you have our prayer support this morning. Our admiration also for getting to grips with a race that many would rather watch than take part in. And I do hope this programme can give you all a bit of a boost at the very start of the day as you prepare to run. So, carpe diem, seize the day. This first song of mine says to every one of you, aim high, go for it, and do your very best.
Seize the day, it will not come again. Don't waste time doing pointless things. Aim high, you can achieve your dream. Hold it tight, don't let it fade away. Just have faith in what tomorrow brings. Aim high, you can achieve your dream. Walk up to the starting blocks, take it nice.
St. Paul often wrote about runners. He must have seen them training in many of the Greek cities he visited, in particular at Caesarea Maritima, where he was imprisoned. There's a massive hippodrome or stadium there. I've seen it myself. It was built by Herod for the Olympics. You can still see it and visit today. Using the analogy of a race, St. Paul told his fellow Christians how they should run a straight race, meaning to win, that they should have the right mindset and make their bodies obey them. For him, to run a straight race was to be faithful to God in whatever troubles there are in life, and that followers of Christ must never give up, no matter how difficult the course. St. Paul must surely have been picturing a marathon here, and not a sprint, because like life itself, it's long and arduous, with twists and turns and difficulties along the way as we try our best to keep on track. The singer in this next song, for some strange reason, leaves out the most relevant verse and inserts an instrumental verse near the end instead, but I'm playing it anyway, because it's a lovely prayer as well as a song. The missing words are these. May I run the race before me, strong and brave to face the foe, looking only unto Jesus as I onward go. Here is May the Mind of Christ My Saviour, sung by Jake Armading.
May the mind of Christ my Saviour live in me from day to day. By His blood and power controlling all I do and say. Triumph only through His power. May the peace of God, my Father, rule my life in everything, that I may become to comfort the sick and sorrowing.
Now, I was determined to interview a great North runner for this morning's programme, so listeners could have some kind of insight into the atmosphere and the emotions of the day. But that's a difficult thing to do, to catch hold of a runner before a race begins. So I decided to ask my own daughter-in-law, Dionne Hamill, who's running today. And here she is, answering some questions a few days ago. Dionne, thanks for joining us this morning. We're trying to get some kind of perspective on the Great North Run. What is it like to actually be one of the runners? What is it like for you right at the very beginning when everyone's lining up?
I think the first time I ever did the Great North Run, I was really, really nervous because I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't know whether I could actually finish it. But once you're there at the start and you see all these people who are running for their own reasons, for their own charities, different levels of fitness, and it's just an incredibly inspirational atmosphere that just gets you through the race.
And is that the most exciting stage of the race for you, or are there other parts of the run that's more exciting for you?
I think that the really exciting part of the race is definitely the start, when you first go across that start line and there are crowds all along the course, and there are children with hands out for high fives. You go under the bridges and everybody shouts oggy 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 oi oi oi, and you really feel part of a community, and that's a really, really lovely way to start the race. And then of course at the end, when you see that finish line,
so really all of that support empowers you really to keep on going, to persevere.
Yes, I think the support along the course, but also you see all these people who are running for charities. You see the names of people that they're running in memory of on the back of their t-shirts. Oh. You see all of their personal stories, and that really is so inspirational, because there are people there who might have lost someone in their family and therefore they're running for their charity, and some of those losses might be quite recent, and they're there doing, you know, this run 13 miles, which is really incredible.
And when you think how much money is raised at the end of the day, it's quite fantastic, isn't it, really? Who do you run for?
So I've run the last three Great North Runs for Rainbow Trust Children's Charity.
Why?
Which is a charity that looks after families who have a child with a life-threatening or terminal illness. So they look after families when they're going through an impossibly difficult time and just make life a little bit more bearable for them.
Why did you choose this charity? Would you like to tell everyone?
Yes, so I used to work for the charity. So during my time working for them, I met some of the families who were supported by the charity, so I could see how important that help was to them. And then since then, I've always continued to help in some way.
Mm. But your daughter was premature as well, our granddaughter, my granddaughter. So really, you know what it's like to be a mother in that situation.
Yes,
so there's empathy there as well with the cause.
Yeah, I think having Katie in hospital and Luke, her elder brother, at home really gave me an insight into what it must be like if you have a child with an illness for a long, long time. Katie, of course, was only in hospital for 3 months. Mm-hmm. But it does give you an insight in terms of how much help you actually need if you're in that situation for a long time.
What if you were in that race and you felt like giving up? What's the situation there? Is there a point in that marathon, that half marathon, where a person just reaches a point where they can't go any further? And what do they do then?
I think everyone will always hit a wall, as they call it. And some people will hit the wall more than once during the half marathon. And my strategy has always been to actually think of those people there, and some of them going through really difficult times to run this run, who are, you know, doing it for people that they're remembering, etc., and having that in the back of my mind. But also, I think the other thing I would say is not to be too harsh on yourself. So don't feel like you absolutely have to keep on running. You can just walk. It doesn't.
That's
you
an
don't
option.
Have to. You know, you don't have to run the whole race.
Yes.
And so it's not being too harsh on yourself as well.
This kind of run has inspired you to go on to bigger runs, hasn't it?
Yes.
You're doing a bigger run shortly, aren't you?
Yes, so I'm going to attempt my first marathon this year in October. So that's what I'm training for now.
So you might want to give up then as well in a longer run.
I'm definitely going to hit that wall quite a few times, I think.
The atmosphere must be tremendous, but can you just set out for us perhaps the funniest thing you've seen on one of your runs, or the strangest thing? What really sticks in your mind?
I mean, you see all kinds of people dressed in weird and wonderful fancy dress costumes, where you really look at them and think, how on earth could they run this distance wearing that costume?
Yes, I've thought that before.
Which is incredible. And they run with a full fancy dress costume plus donation buckets for 13 miles, which is amazing. And
so are those people hoping notes will go in to make the buckets a little bit lighter?
Yes, I think so. I think they would probably prefer the notes and the heavy coins. it's always funny seeing that.
Here's an inspirational song for her and all our runners today. What it basically says is dreams can come true, that all your goals start somewhere. So keep your eyes on the goal. It's What a Feeling with Irene Cara.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream, that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of stone.
I love that part where Dionne remarks how inspired she is and how privileged she feels to be running shoulder to shoulder with others who have the same intention of trying to raise funds for worthwhile causes. I recall a story where some Down syndrome children were running a sprint one sports day when suddenly one young girl fell. The others heard her cry out in pain, so they all turned round to go and pick her up. Then they turned round and together they crossed the finishing line, all holding hands. What a wonderful thought to run a race with one another where everyone is a winner. Now, we all know that only one person can win an ordinary race, but in terms of the Christian race, all the faithful who persevere win. They compete not against each other, for their battle is against what St. Paul calls the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms in Ephesians 6. But what about preparation for a race? I asked Dionne what kind of training a person has to do who wants to prepare responsibly and safely for a half marathon, such as the Great North Run. Dionne, it would be rather suicidal to go in for a Great North Run without having trained or done some kind of exercise to build up your strength and stamina for a race like this. Can you take us back to when you first started doing marathons? Tell us about the training and what training is like now for you.
So I never ever thought that I would ever do a half marathon. I could hardly run a few miles. So I just very, very, very slowly built it up over a couple of years. So I could do 3 miles, and I could do 5 miles, and I could do 7 miles, and I could do 10 miles. And at that point, I thought, actually, I could probably do a half marathon. So it was a very, very slow process. Mm-hmm. But I suppose you could do it where you just sort of say, right, next year I'm going to do the half marathon, and I'm going to take out 4 months where I'm going to dedicate to training and do it that way. But I did it sort of in a very, very, very slow process, until I felt I could do it.
Which is a very sensible way of doing it, really. But you still run now a lot every week. And there is something called fun runs around the area. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, so this is definitely a brilliant way for people to get into running, and that's through park runs, which are held every Saturday at 9 o'clock at hundreds of locations around the country and around the world, in fact. And it's a fun run. There's no pressure. You can walk it, you can run it, you can sprint it, you can do whatever you want. And it's a really, really friendly community, and very informal. So it's a brilliant way for people to get into running.
And it's not competitive. You're running against your own times, aren't you?
Exactly. I mean, some people obviously do take it seriously, but generally it is very much a friendly, informal run.
I see. Keep on running. That song was a blast from the past to get you up and organised. It was Keep On Running by the Spencer Davis Group. St. Paul spoke about the need for training too, in Corinthians chapter 9, where he said, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." St. Paul also warned us not to look back at what has gone before, but to press on and stay focused. To the Philippians he said, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what's ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus." Let's hear from Dion one more time, to that moment when the race is over and done. Last question, Dion. We're coming into the finish now, okay? Just imagine you're finishing. What's been your best time so far?
I think I've done something like 1 hour 55.
I think that's truly amazing. But my worry would be, when I cross that line, how do I find my family? I would just go into total panic. How do you find your family after that, with all of those thousands of people?
It can be a bit of a challenge. And of course, you at that point also struggling to walk with various blisters on your feet. But the Great North Run, even though it is such a huge event with lots and lots of people there, they are actually quite organised. And so they have big stands with letters, so you can arrange to meet your family at the letter you've agreed to arrange to meet them at.
All right, under the H's, so, or yes, the M's, yes, or the R's.
Yes. Uh-huh. So yes, the Great North Run obviously have a lot of experience, so now they're quite organised, so you can generally find your family or your friends at the end.
Well, Dion, I wish you every success. I'm so proud of you and all you're doing, and have a wonderful day. And how wonderful it is also that so many people are doing so much good today. All the best.
Thank you for having me.
All of you runners out there listening in today, you more than anyone will understand the relief in St. Paul's words at the end of his earthly journey when he said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." I reckon all of our Great North runners today are champions, no matter what their finishing times, don't you? And we wish them all every success today. Let's remember how very blessed we are in the Northeast to have so many people of all ages and from all walks of life giving up their time and putting so much of their effort into raising money for so many worthwhile causes. Let's also pray today that God will be with them on their journey and there'll be no serious injury or harm to anyone whatsoever. May God bless you all and keep you safe. Here's a great song to finish with, which focuses on the finishing line. The Great North Run ends at South Shields, and there's a grand lighthouse there at the end of the pier, which acts as a beacon to passing ships. So here's a group called Rend Collective, singing about being brought safe to shore. It's their song, My Lighthouse. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse. safe to shore. Love will lead me.